What's up, Unusual Blessings Podcast listeners? How y'all doing today? It's your girl, Tunde. And today is November the 5th, 2018. I came on today to tell you guys a few things, share a few things with my listeners, let y'all know what's going on. And how your girl Tandy feeling over here. I want to let you know how it's going to be and how I'm seeing it and how I think it should roll. You feel me? All right, guys. We're going to get into it today. Today, we're going to be talking about self-hatred. Self-hatred. Do you look at yourself in the mirror and wonder, who am I? What am I? I got big hands, I got big eyes, I got big teeth, I got big gums, I got big everything. Some of us even have big lashes. But do we really take a look and see what self-hatred is? Do we really examine how these things play out in our lives? I think we all should take time and really dig down deep into ourselves and get to the meaning of what self-hatred is about. I want to read a definition for you, and it's called it's the definition of self-hatred. It's defined as intense dislike of oneself. Do you really intensely dislike yourself? Do you really intensely dislike the person that you are? Do you really do what they call a self-loathing type of deal when it comes down to you as a human being, as a minority, as a person, not male, not female, but just who you are individually and collectively? Do you take time to reevaluate who you are and how do you feel? Well, it's your girl, Tundi, and I came to talk to you about a few of those things. I hope y'all don't judge me. I just be me. I can't be anybody else. I'm just Tundi. So, this subject came to me because of a little girl that we all saw on the Dr. Phil show. Her name was Treasure. She appeared on the Dr. Show with her mother and brother. It was later said, this is what I seen on another blogger's on their show said that, you know, Miss Treasure was proven to be fake. That whole incident was a put on. Her and her mother and her brother wanted to get a free trip out to L.A. and be on the Dr. Phil show. I can't prove that. I don't know. But it raised a big question in my mind about self-loathing, self-hatred, and self-racism. I think these are important simply because if you go get my book, Unusual Blessings, you will see where when I was younger, I felt as though being a dark-skinned female girl child made me less than light-skinned girls. I really had to reevaluate myself. I really didn't find out that I was beautiful. Well, I'm not going to say beautiful, but I really didn't see the beauty in myself. Let's just put it like that. I didn't see the beauty in myself till I got about, I say 19 or 20, even though, you know, I had a boyfriend in high school and I had plenty of friends, but I always felt like if I was lighter skinned, that would be why I didn't hate myself. And I found that a lot of young girls have this loathing, this self-hatred of themselves. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't know that you're beautiful, just take a look around. You don't have to have anybody's stamp of approval. You take inventory. When I mean look around, I mean look around in your heart. Are you treating people right? Do you live by a certain moral character? Do you give yourself a character that is befitting of a person that exudes beauty? Because you don't want to grow up, you don't want to get old, and you don't want to hate yourself. And when you get to a certain age, you'll feel like, I don't hate myself, but it'll come out in different ways. You'll tend to act out what it is that you hate about yourself. You know, I also wanted to talk about the issue of blackface, because since my last episode, we've had Halloween, and we all saw where Megyn Kelly of the Fox Network was talking about blackface. And that's a very serious, serious, serious issue when it comes down to us as African-American people. And even if you're not African-American and you look listening to this podcast, I want you to know that that is a very sensitive subject. You know, for so long, African Americans were demonized through blackface and made to, you know, be funny with the blackface. It was, you know, something that very astute actors had to perform in while performing just to make it. And they had to demonize themselves and really look beyond the blackface, knowing that they, although they were performing wearing this stamp that blackface brought upon them, that they still, you know, could feed and provide for their families, and that it gave them a certain stature. And I actually investigated it. And I may try and go back and find my notes over there, but my notes today consist of self-hatred, self-loathing, and we're going to talk about, again, I said, racially motivated hatred going on in this society today. First, let's just give self-loathing some words. Let's just define it. I'm going to read a excerpt I found for you. It's titled Self-Loathing. Self-loathing is the underlying feeling that we are just not good. Not good enough. Not good at this. Not good at that. Not good at or for much of anything. It can be subtle. We may habitually compare ourselves to others, for instance, constantly finding fault with ourselves, putting ourselves down with no real awareness that there is anything amiss. Or we may listen intently to our critical inner voice while it scolds and berates us, telling us how embarrassing, how stupid, or how insensitive we are, refusing to challenge it even while suffering from it. We may try to suppress these feelings of inadequacy by behaving. I could tongue talk right there. I apologize. Let's try that again. We may try to suppress the feeling of inadequacy by behaving as though we are superior to others, more intelligent, clever, intuitive, or attractive. It's as though we have to prove that we are the absolute best in order to avoid the torment and internal abuse waiting to pounce that moment we show any fallibility. I challenge you all. You ever have that friend who is just the bomb? She or he don't make no mistakes. They ain't coming up short. They, you know, they didn't even mess up on the podcast. You know, I had my son, and he told me, he said, "Mama, you your worst critic." He said, "Everybody respects what you do." And I'm like, "Are you sure?" Because I'm just not. I'm self-loathing. That was a form of it. Anyway, that you can get around the fact of really evaluating yourself and, again, looking at yourself for who you are. Once you throw race in it, you think when you're little, your parents say, "Honey, if you grow up, you can have any job you want. All you gotta do is work hard and you can have it." I didn't say we couldn't have it. I'm not saying it won't happen. But working hard is a definite factor of acquiring and gaining knowledge of anything. But when we look in the mirror and we are of a minority, if we're black, we're Mexican, Hispanic, I guess Hispanic and Mexican are the same, go figure. But we have to take a tally of those things. If we're Asian, if we're Japanese, because people come and to the United States and a certain class of people or a certain minority can come in. They don't have to pay taxes. They can just come in, buy up a few businesses, and they start up their lives and they're off and running, and they don't have to pay taxes for 7 years. And we sometimes as black people feel, I lived here all of my life. I'm born and bred. I'm a citizen of the good old American USA. And I still cannot inherently get my damn business off the ground the way I would like. Where does that come from? But when you feel those moments, when you feel those issues, I dare tell you, I dare say, take a look at who you are. Take a look at where you come from. Take a look at who you could be versus who you are. Or look at where you were versus where you could be. Just take a look. Take a running tally of who you are as a person. And pick yourself up by your bootstraps and say, you know what? I don't have to exercise self-hatred against myself. I don't have to even hate my brother. Because we see all the hatred that is running rampant in the land. Our president spits a lot of rhetoric that is, insensitive to people of different minorities. Instead of him concentrating on the things that he feels, and I wish you guys could see me, I'm using the quotations beside my head, things that he feel the country has achieved since he's been in office, trying to capitalize off all of the campaign promises that he made. But when you go around and you demean others, you make people start to look at themselves as not good enough. You make people start to look at themselves like they don't matter or that they don't care. One of the reasons why I come on this podcast is that I can spit it out. I have so much information that I want to give, and I just was looking at the type of podcast that I want to cater to. And it was like, I want to talk about everything. It's like, do I have to just narrow it down? Do I have to be an expert on this end? Because I feel like this right here, as a person, you have different genres. You have different things that tick you, tick you off, and that think different things that put fire behind you. And if one of those things that puts fire behind you is good, and you have this self-hatred on the other hand, that can really bring you down as a person. It could really bring down who you are supposed to be, fully, who God intended you to be. It'll be as if your unusual blessing just did not, come into fruition. I'm here to tell you today, don't self-loathe yourself. Do not feel intimidated by other people and their appearances. Because if you do that, you give in to those same types of feelings. And they, what I call homegrown, they'll start taking root inside of your soul, inside of your heart, and inside of who you are as a person. And you'll feel just awful. We were looking at some things as far as all this racially hatred motivated rhetoric that I just talked about that Donald Trump is spitting out. How to overcome that, we have to, one, pray. But there are different ways that you have to go about overcoming those situations, and you have to dig deep within inside yourself to see. I'm going to read this also, and it is how to overcome self-loathing. No matter what circumstances you find yourself in, a nasty point of view toward yourself is never warranted. It is never in your self-interest. The proper viewpoint toward yourself should be one of friendship. Think about yourself. Treat yourself as you would a close friend, respectfully and with affection, with understanding and empathy, and maybe most importantly, with a sense of easiness and humor. You are powerful in your own right, free to choose any point of view, any course of action available to you. Any inner voice that defines you either tearing you down, you are such an idiot, or building you up. You're the smartest one in the school. It's attempting to take away any power and freedom. You must be your own advocate, taking your own side in your life. And I had to do that after my viral video. I had to say, you know what, Tundi? Are you going to sit here? Or are you going to start to snore? Because, guys, I started to snore after the video. I started to be very, very upset. I was losing my hair. I was crying because, you know, I just didn't want to be put in a box. And I knew that I had a lot more to give than just nursing. I didn't just want to clock in and day out and just give that much and blah, come home and there's nothing else to do. There's a big world out here. I saw a lot and I would love to be able to give that back to somebody else. You know, we can self-loathe ourselves. We can hate ourselves. But my mother always told me, she said, Tundi, if you reach for the moon, if you land on the stars, you're still in high ground. I'm here today to tell you, if you reach for the moon, if you reach for the moon, if you land on the stars, you're still on high ground. You don't know what that means? Take a running tally. Take a running tally. What are you reaching for? What are your goals? What is it that you like to accomplish in your life? My question was on the outside of my episode today is, what's wrong with me? Yes, what is wrong with you? Absolutely nothing. Be kind to yourself. Be good to yourself. After my divorce, I want you people to know that after my divorce, you know what I start doing? I start telling myself in the mirror, you are the most important person, because my mama taught me that. She always did tell me that. I start telling myself, you don't need anybody but the good Lord to make it. I start telling myself, you know what? You can do this. I start telling myself that I was going to be better than I was 5 years ago. I start telling myself when I see myself in 10 years, I'm going to be at this point. I start telling myself I'm going to make it. I start telling myself to trust the process. That's what we all have to do, guys. We have to trust the process and trust the situation for what it is. You know, we just talked about these racially motivated hate crimes. Do not let what other people's self-image of you is deflect you from what it is that you want. I say that again. Do not let other people's reflection, opinion of you determine your self-reflection of yourself. Don't do it, because it's not worth it. Because if that's the case, if we listened to what everybody had to say about us, where would we be? Miss Treasure had that, made me think about that, made me want to come on and encourage you today, made me want to come on and tell you that sometimes you may be feeling down, sometimes you may not feel good, and you may battle mental illness, you might have may battle things that really keep you down, but at some point, people, pick yourself back up. Don't self-loathe, don't have self-hatred, don't think you're more than anybody. Stay humble. You can go in to the biggest of situations, but as long as you stay humble and stay grounded, you're gonna make it. You're gonna pull through this, because you are the most important person. If you reach for the moon, you will land on the stars and you will be on high ground. You know, I always play a little bit of Mary J. Blige's Just Fine, because I feel like if we play that song, after a while I'm gonna be just fine. Because as I said, we all control our destiny. We all, you know, things happen and it'll make you feel like you can't control your destiny. But don't speak any negativity. Don't pull anything into your universe that doesn't deserve to be there. We all were built to have the best because God made it that way. How we choose to strive for it is the thing that we have to listen to in our hearts. And I'm going to get out of here And don't let the racially motivated, charged atmosphere fool you. This is a very serious election time. I'm going to do a special podcast that I am going to record, hopefully tomorrow night, about the election. You know, there are some very horrid things that are going on in this election process in the state of Georgia. But I dare you all to just stand firm on what you believe. Stand firm on how you feel. Go out and vote. Get your voices counted. We need to stand up for what is right. And you know, if you settle for anything, you will fall down, and you won't be good for anything other than just being on the ground. You know, you gotta stand up for what you know is right. Again, you guys go and vote and have a good day. This your girl Tunde. I hope you all have a blessed week and all the as out. Have a good day. Bye bye. Keep your head up high and your self belief. Wear a smile if it's raining. I gotta enjoy myself regardless. I appreciate life. I swear that's fine. So when I see when I'm looking at me when I'm walking.